Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have officially reached the point where I am having wedding nightmares. And this is a every woman who's getting married goes
wedding
through it.
Nightmares?
Really? Well, stress dreams.
Oh.
Like in one of the dreams, I forgot to get my nails done before the wedding. Do you understand as a girl who gets her nails done what that would be like?
God, your nails are good.
Yeah, thank you. They're a little grown out right now. And they were way more grown out in my dream.
Wow.
Okay. And then I was running around like, what do I do with these nails on my wedding day?
Can we have a little tangent?
Yeah.
I got in a conversation recently about men and nails and feet and stuff. And I think I want to go, but I don't want to go alone.
We can all go as a...
Can we go?
Can you give me a couple weeks? I have crazy anxiety and I just picked them all off. So let me grow them out.
Well, let's just do... You can do feet with me.
Okay.
We'll just do feet.
What?
I just really kind of want to do it.
You want to feel what it feels like to get your little feet scrubbed?
No, I've had it done once.
I'm sorry for calling your feet little.
I really your just want to be in a room feeties. With you guys with my feet out because you find it somehow, you sexualize my feet.
No, and
I
do not. No.
Yes, you do. Like when I sent you a picture of me with my feet up, it was like, oh my God, so much.
It was just a surprise.
It's just that
it's not a surprise. I just had my feet up.
You expected that to get a pedicure, you have to take your feet out.
Yeah.
When you're walking through showing us your backyard, it's like, feet.
I wasn't expecting a full leg.
No one
and a
uses
foot.
Their feet to walk, slacker.
You understand how absurd that is, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, back to your nightmares.
Yeah. And then I had another one that I was actually, this wasn't my wedding, which was really interesting. It was back to my friend's wedding, which was in May and up in Boulder.
Okay.
And I was there, but I didn't have time to get my hair and makeup done. And then I didn't have any clothes on. And I was like, oh my gosh, where's my dress? How am I going to get my hair and makeup done? I'm never going to make it to the wedding.
I'm going to channel Lori.
Okay.
You feel unprepared for something else in your life. A big event.
Could it be my wedding?
Could it be a baby?
Okay, no.
It could be her wedding. But like,
yeah.
But I don't, yeah. And right before getting engaged, this often happens to a lot of people as they start panicking about the engagement or the proposal.
Really?
I was having dreams of like, forgot a ring or like he got a really crazy
but you
ring.
You didn't know he was going to propose and you were having those?
No,
right?
But we had talked about it for like the year before. Like I knew it was going to happen.
But that's
happen
a long
eventually.
Time to have these nightmares if that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Dane, the one who's going to propose.
Yeah.
No. Sleeping right there.
That sounds just like
him. Like, huh?
Here's
what time is it?
Yeah.
You believe that all women have this?
Yes.
Can I ask you a weird question? Because you've never done... what I do at the radio station. You've never sat on this side of the equipment.
Yeah, no.
Have you ever had the radio dream? I don't think you have.
Wait. For the record, I have run a board before.
Okay.
Don't ever make me do it here.
That's why I want to know, because, Hack, you've had it, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Almost every night.
Like, I get fascinated.
I'm more concerned.
We're going to unpack that in a minute. But like, if you think every bride has this, I think the first time I was honest enough to talk to another radio person and go, yeah, I have this dream where like it's dead air and the board is like a football field away and that football field is full of jello and there's just no way to get over there to fire the next thing. And you just can't get over there. You're trying, you're running through people, you're running through jello, you're running through quicksand, whatever it is, you can't get to it. And I think you think, the same is true for brides. Like there is some
very similar to that. Like things just kept going wrong. And I was like, I'm just trying to get my hair and makeup done. Like what is going on?
That's fascinating to me. Why would every bride ever have that? Or do you think?
Because it's a very high, I don't know. How often are you having this dream?
The bride one?
No.
Not as often as I used to. It's very sad. Okay. I don't have it very often. Every once in a while, like just before you got here, I started having it again.
Because it's stress. You're under stress.
Yeah.
I guess.
What this wedding, that's why I think every bride goes through this is because you're like planning all these things. You're thinking about it all the time. You're talking about it all the time. And then
and you're thinking about the same things of like, what if this goes wrong? Or like, what if he forgets the ring?
Do you think he wouldn't marry you if your nails look like crap?
He would marry me, but that's not how I wanted it to go.
But I mean, why would that? I find that's fascinating.
Yeah, the nails one was really weird.
Because you're just
I've never dreamed of my nails like that before.
I bet the nail part means something specific.
You guys, Lori is coming on the show.
Okay, well, great. Just play this all back for her.
Well, you can just tell her.
YT Hack has this every night.
By the way, if you need, like, Lori. Okay, if you don't know who this is, it's Lori Loewenberg. She's
the dream expert.
I would say undisputed champion.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
People are using ChatGPT and ChatGPT uses Lori.
Right.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. ChatGPT is like, hey Lori, it's me again. I got a few things that even I don't understand. But like
she's been on the Today Show.
She's been on everything.
Live with Kelly and Ryan when it was Live with Kelly and Ryan.
And like she's in bed. What? In half of the thing. Like,
what?
Yeah. It's the kitschy thing to do with her. They put her in pajamas and put her in bed and put her on TV.
Oh, because dream.
Because she's a dream.
Yep, got it.
She's coming on the show. Mm-hmm. And so we need to screen through a couple of dreams. I mean, obviously you're going to tell yours.
Sure.
But we need, if you have, it's more about nightmares, I think, this time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll take really effed up dreams, but it'd be better if it was a nightmare. Mm-hmm. If you have one, we have a post up on the socials, right?
Yep.
But I feel like people aren't going to put it in the comments. Like if it's.
Because they're like, this might be really weird.
Yeah. If you're like. You're walking around with Erica's hands and you don't have, like you've chopped Erica's hands off to try to save her some time and you're trying to take just her unmanicured hands somewhere and then bring them back to her.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Have them surgically implanted.
Almost every night.
But like, okay, so you could email us, theslackershow@alice1059.com.
Yeah.
You could DM us, you could mm-hmm. slide into our DMs. Just if you don't want your dream public.
At the Slacker Show.
For right now. And then we'll call you when we have her. I just want you to know, I'm sure Lori doesn't want it. People to know that like getting a dream analyzed by her is not cheap.
Yeah.
Because she's that good.
Yeah.
But we'll give it to you for free. But you have to have we're gonna pick a few of just the most.
You can also call us right now or text us.
Yeah,
text. And then we can see your phone number and call you back and get more info.
Yes. Okay. So 303-222-5423. I'd also like people to call and text with solidarity for Erica.
Yeah. If you're a bride who has had every bride has had stress dreams. If you were a bride who didn't have stress dreams,
that's who we
what
want to hear
you
from.
On?
Yeah. And if you're carrying around Erica's severed hands.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit belco.org today. Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.